This is Budget Alert, providing you with information on the national budget and the budget process.
The approval process of the budget, the legislative framework. And here, based on the Constitution, the Parliament is responsible for the approval of the budget. The Constitution states, in the same one with the preparation, that the minister with responsibility for finance will cause to be prepared and laid before Parliament the estimates of revenue and expenditure. This is supported again by the Public Finance Management Act, which stipulates that the Parliament has the sole responsibility for the approval of the budget. So Parliament's responsibility is approval. The Public Finance Management Act also stipulates that, in terms of that approval process, the estimates of revenue and expenditure should be submitted to the Finance Committee at least 2 months before the beginning of the fiscal year. The estimates of revenue and expenditure must be submitted to the Finance Committee at least 2 months before the beginning of the fiscal year. It means that the estimates of revenue and expenditure should be available, that detailed book, by the 1st of November. No deadlines are given in the preparatory stage of the budget. But what the Public Finance Management Act stipulates that this deadline of the 1st November should guide the deadlines for the preparation stage of the budget, including that there should be a published calendar for the preparation of the budget. The Public Finance Management Act also stipulates that the estimates of revenue and expenditure, that's the proposed one, should be published 1 week after the estimates have been submitted to Parliament. That's the proposed one. 1 week after the estimates have been submitted to Parliament, and 2 weeks after it has been approved by Parliament. Instances where the estimate of revenue and expenditure is not approved before the beginning of the fiscal year. Generally, the laws indicate that you must approve before the next fiscal year. However, provisions are made for if the act has not been passed, the minister could authorize expenditure from the consolidated account. The Constitution says the minister could authorize expenditure up to 4 months. The Public Finance Management Act indicates that the minister could authorize expenditure up to 3 months. I think some reconciliation may be required, or if there is some other intent. So these are the provisions for the approval of the budget. The execution or implementation phase of the budget, and that execution or implementation phase is the responsibility of the executive. It's an important phase in the budget. The Constitution, from section 75 to 82, outlines the requirements for the implementation of the budget. The requirements relating to the consolidated funds, the estimates of revenue and expenditure, supplementary appropriation, contingencies fund. In terms of the estimates of revenue and expenditure, during the year, no expenditure should take place unless approved in the estimates of revenue and expenditure. We also have supplementary appropriation to cater for expenditures to be incurred that have not been approved in the estimates of revenue and expenditure. The Public Finance Management Act stipulates that there should be no more than 2 supplementary estimates in one fiscal year. no more than 2 supplementary estimates in 1 fiscal year. Provision is also made in the Constitution and in the Public Finance Act for a contingencies fund. The contingencies fund is to cater for really unforeseen circumstances. Things you may not have even anticipated, you could not have anticipated during the preparation of the budget. Unforeseen. COVID, unforeseen circumstances. The Public Finance Management Act stipulates that the contingency fund should be at a minimum of 2% of the estimated domestic revenue for the fiscal year. Whenever expenditure has to be incurred or has occurred from the contingency fund, it must be immediately followed by a supplementary appropriation bill to ensure that the revenue in the contingencies fund is maintained at a minimum of 2% of domestic revenue. The other area is the consolidated fund. And the consolidated fund is the fund in which all government revenues are deposited and from which expenditures are approved. That's a consolidated fund. Provision is also made for special fund, and when referring to the special fund, it indicates that there are special funds under the consolidated fund, which implies that these special funds should be managed in the same way as the consolidated fund is being managed. We are all acquainted with the National Transformation Fund, which is a special fund under the consolidated fund. The Constitution also stipulates, makes provision for the payment of public debt, giving priority both in the Constitution and in the Public Finance Management Act. Another element in the Constitution in terms of payment, and I think that is number 89 in the Constitution, is a requirement for pension payments.
Extracts from the workshop on the budget and the budget process, which was facilitated by Ms. Laurel Bain and Dr. Juliet Melville. The workshop was organized by the Non-State Actors Advisory Panel with financial support from the 11th EDF Technical Cooperation Facility and support to non-state actors.